It's to the best of our knowledge. I'm Anne Strainchamps, and today we're going to talk with musicians about how to break the rules.
You know, a lot of people think Wendell Patchick is my actual name, like a regular name. It's not. My earliest musical memory is actually from when I was 3. A cousin sat down at the piano that we had at the house and played The Entertainer by Scott Joplin. When she finished, I walked over to the piano and I started doing something on the keys. So I used to play a lot of Chopin, Rachmaninoff, Scarlatti. In my spare time, when I wasn't practicing the piano, I started to dabble in producing other kinds of music other than classical music. I bought myself a little sampler, another little drum machine, and a four-track recorder, and just started recording little ideas, little thoughts. I started to play the music for people. They'd listen for 15, 20 seconds, and they'd sort of have sort of like a confused look on their face, and then they'd say, "Oh, where's the piano?" I felt like they were missing like the first 30 seconds just because they were associating it with what they already knew. So I thought, well, if I have a different name, it would be helpful in terms of keeping the two things separate. So I was born a twin. My twin brother did not survive the birth. His name was Wendell Patrick Gift. And my name is Kevin Gift. So I took his first name and middle name, Wendell Patrick. It just made so much sense. It's the closest thing to me. It essentially is me.
Today, Kevin Gift is an acclaimed classical pianist. Wendell Patrick is a rising hip-hop artist. And a lot of people have no idea they're the same man. Did you always know that you'd had a twin?
Oddly enough, I did. I remember asking my mother when I was 4 years old if I was a twin.
Why would you ask?
Well, there's a couple of reasons. One was just a feeling that I had. It's actually this recurring dream. I have very clear memories from when I was definitely 2, probably 1.
Wow.
And I've had that memory of that dream since before any of my other memories. In the dream, there was no sort of discernible human landmarks. There's no places. There's no people. I was present. I knew that my being was there. My consciousness was there. And there was something else that was there, or someone else that was there. Almost like this pulsing, like throbbing sound, and it would accelerate and continue to accelerate, and then it would stop, and then I just sort of had this sense that I was by myself. And I wasn't scared. There was nothing scary about the dream. And I told my mom about the dream.
My God.
When I was about 3 years old. And I just remember she sort of looked at me and smiled and then didn't really say much. I remember asking her the next year, "Mom, am I a twin?" And she started crying and she said, "Yes." You know, she explained it as best she could to a 4-year-old child.
Wow. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. It's really sad. Is it sad to you?
I lost my mother in 2017, a couple of years ago. And
I'm sorry.
Oh, thank you. And, you know, the grief surrounding that and the sadness was, you know, definitely intense and continues to be. But that is evidence and a sign of how much love I received from her and also the connection that we had. I never had that with my brother. So it's more, you know, when I was younger, when I was a kid, it was more of sort of like a wistfulness, you know, sort of wondering what it would be like to have a twin.
Mm-hmm.
Or other people would say, gosh, if there were two of you, you know, that'd be crazy. Or, or people sometimes would say, it just seems like he's here. He's here with you. Or, you know, even before I started to use the name, folks would say, it just seems like he's looking out for you. Or, I'm not really a superstitious person, but I definitely have thought might be the case.
It seems like by choosing his name for one whole half of your musical life, it seems like giving part of your life to him, inviting him in.
I would agree with that. You know, there's all sorts of ways in which using that name has affected me that I did not anticipate at all.
Like what?
I have very good friends who don't even know that I have another name that's Kevin Gift.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And vice versa.
Even though Kevin's your legal name.
Even though Kevin's my legal name. Yeah. And I forget that that's the case because I just, this doesn't really happen anymore because it happened before. I've been booked for engagements and I won't be able to check into a hotel because I don't have an ID that says Wendell Patrick, for example. So I'll have to start pulling out magazine articles and newspaper articles and internet content and say, no, you know, this is me.
Do they feel like two different personalities?
So here comes my British accent. Okay, so how can I answer this best? There was a point probably maybe 6 years ago where I was at a park with my dog and there was a woman there with her dog and, you know, we just struck up a conversation, spoke for about 20 minutes and, you know, we were saying goodbye and she says, what's your name? And I just froze. I just didn't, I didn't know what to say. And she gave me this really weird look, understandably, who doesn't know their name. So I guess to answer your question, I don't feel that they're different, but there's definitely, I think, a different energy that comes from other people with regards to the two names. I remember, and maybe this speaks to the energy of the names, like I remember who I met as what.
Really?
Yeah, really, every single person. Mm-hmm.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. I mean, I think it's probably a little bit like tasting food or traveling somewhere for the first time.
Hmm.
There's a definite mental imprint. And what's also interesting is I have people that knew me as Kevin while sort of my Wendell Patrick career was starting, and they all call me Kevin, but in public, in certain settings, they automatically switch to Wendell. They don't even think about it.
We're talking just about the names, but the names are connected to musical identities. Just as a name kind of puts us in a box, music genres do the same thing, right? So we call something hip-hop as opposed to classical. So I'm wondering how that's worked, developing these two different musical identities and keeping them under different names. Like, does Kevin's music influence Wendell's and vice versa, or am I making a false distinction?
Well, it would be easy to perceive it that way, that Kevin's music influences Wendell and vice versa, but I teach at Peabody Conservatory and Johns Hopkins, and I tell my students that it's always about pitch and rhythm and how you use those things. You can organize those things in such a way where you make classical music, or in such a way where you make hip-hop, or in such a way where you make anything, really.
Who am I? I parted the Red Sea. Led Moses and his followers behind me. I wrote 12 commandments, dropped 2, climbing up the mountain. The other 10 had enough about him for all of y'all to get the picture.
Are you making an argument for us breaking down some of those genres, those barriers between music? Should we just think of it all as music?
No, I don't think so at all. I'll give you another example. One thing that I'll ask my students is I'll say, you know, if you have a bicycle and you take the handlebars off, what do you have? And they'll all say, a bicycle with no handlebars. And I say, all right, if you take the seat off, now what do you have? And they'll say, a bicycle with no handlebars and no seat. And then if you keep going, at some point, somebody's going to say, you have a bicycle frame. They're not going to say, you have a bicycle without handlebars, a seat, brakes, wheels. They don't. At some point, it switches to this other thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't keep going, but you could, right? You could say, well, okay, if you melt that bicycle frame down. No one's going to say it's a bicycle frame with no handlebars, no seat, no wheels that was then melted down. And so I think that the genres of music, not necessarily named genres, but I'd say the differences in styles of music are beautiful, hugely important, and often tied to a deep and rich cultural history of some kind.
Are there any places where you bring your two musical identities together?
Well, definitely with the Out of the Blocks podcast and radio show that I create with Aaron Henkin. That's an amazing playground for me. You know, on Out of the Blocks, I can write something that sounds like a full classical orchestra, and then the very next thing have it something that's got banging 808s on it and scratching. That is certainly something that I could put on an album that I put out, but I think the public is so accustomed to buying or consuming music as it pertains to whatever dividing factors exist without even really knowing that that's the case. I think we do like to consume music in the way we like to consume a lot of things. I mean, if I go out to eat Thai food, I probably don't want a burger with it, you know, and that's fine.
And there's a really great Korean-Mexican place down the block from me. But I know what you mean. So are there nights when you've gone to some town to play and like you're performing one night as Kevin and the next night as Wendell?
No, but I'm sure that'll happen.
When you go to Starbucks and they ask you what name you want on the cup, do you always know?
No, I don't. I don't. Sometimes I say Kevin, sometimes I say Wendell. And when I meet someone for the first time, sometimes I say Kevin, sometimes I say Wendell.
How do you decide?
I don't know. Just whatever I'm feeling at that particular moment, I suppose.
Huh.
Yeah.
I still don't get it. I want to understand, because it sounds like there's a mood that goes with Wendell and there's a mood that goes with Kevin. Is that wrong?
It's the same mood. I mean, honestly, when I meet someone for the first time and I tell them my name, I really feel the way I've always felt when I just felt I had a twin. I just feel like, you know, there's one person that just has two. It's like a left and a right side, I guess.
Do you feel like you're keeping him alive?
No, I don't. I mean, I think he passed away. I mean, I know he passed away. But, you know, so for example, I have his birth certificate. And both of our birth certificates have the same time on them. And that doesn't make any sense.
So you don't know which of you was born first?
Don't know which of us was born first. I know my mother told me that she knew she had twins, and it was a complicated birth. She almost died. And she told me that when she asked the doctor, where's the other one? They said, oh, he's resting. You know, he's resting. But that she was then told that he had passed away, and she was also, I think, medicated at the time. And So, yeah, I don't feel like I'm keeping him alive, but that feeling that has always been there from when I was one or two or whenever, I don't think I'm keeping that alive. I think that's just...
Yeah.
I think that exists. It just exists, if that makes sense.
It does. And I mean, I also think, to a certain extent, we've all created a fiction that we walk around with in some ways, this idea that I am one person with one name.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just a convention. I mean, you can imagine living in a culture in which everybody used more than one name, or living in a culture in which we thought of ourselves as having more than one personality.
Honestly, none of us are one person with one name. I would say we're actually all one person with no name. Again, we don't have a name. That name is given to us. Most of us aren't cognizant enough to remember bonding with our name, right?
Right.
I think most parents, when they name their kids, they do it with intention. But the name takes on a whole other meaning to the individual that has nothing to do with their parents.
No, it's like a suit of clothes.
Yep.
It's an empty suit of clothes, and we have a lifetime to fill it.
Right.
Have you ever thought about giving one of the names up?
Which one? I mean, no. I don't think I can.
Kevin Gift has toured the world as a classical pianist. He teaches at Loyola University, Maryland. Wendell Patrick is the hip-hop artist and sound designer for the award-winning podcast Out of the Blocks, and he teaches at the Peabody Music Conservatory. You can discover all his music via our website. That's ttbook.org.